Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey Patrick, what do you think really happens when you rest in power?
I'm glad you asked, Jim, because I think about this a lot. You get unlimited cheese popcorn, lots of blank Mexel tapes, free stretchy pants, every Lou Reed record on vinyl, kale is illegal, Pete Townsend calls to tuck you in every night, a river of beer on which you can float away.
All right, so we may be past the stifling heat and humidity now, are we?
Yeah, I think we are.
It's very rainy today as we record this.
Yeah, and I got long sleeves on.
Much cooler. The temperature has dropped.
Way down.
Significantly.
Mm-hmm. Below 70.
Okay, so yeah, you mentioned the long sleeves here. I have a question for you on fall fashion, which is my next favorite topic.
Yes, it is.
What's your position on sweaters? Are you a sweater guy?
I'm a V-neck sweater guy, yeah.
V-neck sweaters?
Big V-neck sweater guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and a cardigan if you can get a good one.
I was wondering about it. Yeah, a cardigan's not bad. We should try to bring that back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good style for us.
Yes.
Cardigans with a t-shirt, or would you wear a collar underneath that? Either way.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, right. Either way, I think you're right.
I think it goes with everything.
You got to buy them at the thrift shop, though.
I wouldn't mind
that. That's the best way. Yeah.
That'd be the way to go. Because then you also have the option. You're really dressing in layers, right?
Yes.
So you have the option.
Right.
You know.
And you can go buttoned or unbuttoned.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that. Because I'm not a big sweater fan.
Yeah. I've noticed. You're more of a flannel guy with a hoodie. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always find them kind of constricting because, you know, if you get too hot,
it's tough. You take it off.
I mean, it's called sweater in the name.
That's right.
The name tells you you're going to be sweating in this thing. I can't.
Maybe Christmas Eve down by the fireside with a big Christmas sweater. Speaking of fashion, though, we should say thanks to Bud Verge for the other day when we all went up to Orioles Park and had a great time.
Yes.
Now, what reminded me of this is that I was able to bring three of the Foster clan up with me.
Yeah.
So we had four out of the five, which was kind of cool. But they just loved the lightweight Orioles hoodies that we got that night at the game. They've been wearing them constantly.
What do you call it? The pass out. What do you call that?
The premium. Sort of the giveaway for that night.
Yeah.
And they were great. Lightweight and
I love
real
it.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I have mine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice sort of tangerine, but not real Orioles orange. It's
right.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, good. So
it was a big hit.
So they got that out of it. And Bud set us up in some really nice seats.
Oh, that was really nice.
And that was great.
Mm-hmm. First class.
The game didn't go so well for the O's, but
it's been a long season.
You know,
we're counting
so it goes.
Down. Yeah.
Well, at this point, by the time people hear this, it's, I think, thankfully over.
Maybe over.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was so much fun. And thank you very much, Bud. And I think that actually is my favorite ballpark.
It's so
great. Beautiful, isn't it?
I know. And it's, you know, it's been there since the 90s. And you go to some of these newer stadiums and they do not have the charm and
not nearly.
Or the space.
Yeah.
You know, or the amenities. They really did a fantastic
did it right.
job. Yeah.
It really is great.
It's the original.
All right. Let's get to the listener calls.
All right.
Do we already say who we are? I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. We promise we are going to talk about music here. So people call, they call the phone line, they leave a message, and then we play the messages, and then, you know, we throw in our goofy comments. So let's get to this call here from one of our favorite listeners, Kevin Clement.
Yes.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Clement, rocking the suburbs of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was just calling. I had touched upon some covers recently. I haven't had like a week of covers, but you know, just doing some shows here and there that had covers in them, and made me think of a couple of covers that I've heard recently that I really like. One of them was due to the passing of Aretha Franklin. I was listening to some of her stuff, and the song "The Weight" came up, which I did not know that she had covered from the band, of course. She did it in 1969, but I had just never heard it, you know. And I really loved it. It's a really good rhythm and blues version of that song. A little gospel, of course, you know, knowing Aretha Franklin. So I'd definitely recommend that song. And another one that I really enjoy is from Betty LaVette. She did a version of Love Rain Over Me on, of course, from The Who, on Kennedy Center Honors like years ago. And she put it on an album called Interpretations, the British Rock Songbook. She's got some good R&B versions of some, you know, British rock songs, but that song really just brings it down. You know, the rock version's really good, of course, but the R&B version, I really enjoy it too. She brings a kind of a new flavor to it. So I just wanted to recommend this to you. Hope everyone's doing well, and we'll talk with you later. Keep rocking. Bye.
All right, thanks for the call again.
Always nice Kevin. To hear from Kevin. Yeah.
So I wanted to get this one in because it referenced, of course, the passing of Aretha Franklin, which was not that long ago.
Right.
And I do remember, I mean, first off, Aretha Franklin did a lot of, you mentioned this, a lot of reinterpretations of other people's work.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, even her most famous song, Respect, was that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cover song. But there was a lot of attention given to the weight.
Mm-hmm.
After her passing,
yeah,
you know, there were a lot of people who were saying, you know, listen to this. Yeah. This is really pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do we know if, was that Dwayne Allman on the guitar there?
I'll look it up while you say some other things.
Yeah, I was going to say some other things. And, you know, if you think about the way this song has been interpreted by sort of soul and gospel singers, I think immediately I go to the Last Waltz where the Staple Singers are performing it with the band, right? And they do a similar kind of thing. And now, you know, you think about it, some of that probably was based on the arrangement here, you know, from Aretha and the way the background singers come in and, you know, the way there's that punch on the, with the horns there. And I think, you know, for a song written by, a guy, you know, a couple guys from Canada and a guy from Arkansas, like this song is, amazingly soulful and has endured in ways that's, you know, kind of incredible. You know, it's hard to imagine how this record must have been interpreted by if people heard the song but didn't know who the artist was. Like if you heard the band on the radio, you never would have guessed it was comprised of the people it was comprised
right.
of, I guess is what I'm saying.
So first off, yes, Dwayne Allman did play played lead slide guitar on that. So this must have been from the Muscle Shoals, Aretha Franklin,
69, 70, somewhere in there.
Sessions in that era. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say here too is I think The Weight is just one of the all-time greatest songs. Just, you know, I want to give credit to the songwriters here. So it's apparently officially credited to Robbie Robertson, but Levon Helm, who is the singer on the band's track, he claims that, you know, he co-wrote it.
Yeah.
So there's been some dispute, but let's just say, the band really wrote and recorded one of the all-time classic songs.
Without
really has become a standard, I think, in rock music. And nowadays, when you hear so much of this, you know, quote-unquote Americana in music, I mean, I think a lot of it you can trace back to the band.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
First two band records.
They really kind of established that as a subgenre, I think, of rock music.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I'm working with Dylan and all of that kind of stuff too, but the But there was something about the band by itself where they kind of really perfected that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, started out playing behind Ronnie Hawkins, like in Arkansas and Canada and all these joints, and they got that R&B and soul influence all up in their bones and their skin before they went out on their own. So,
and then getting back to Aretha, I mean, honestly, what could she not do? Right?
You
and
know,
so this was really kind of perfect for her. The way it kind of has a little bit more kind of like funk to it.
Yeah.
You know, it just adds another little texture.
I mean, even if for some reason the band's version was wiped off the earth, this one would suffice pretty well.
Yeah.
You could live with it for sure.
It's pretty amazing.
Great call.
Amazing song, amazing singer. Mm-hmm. Everything about it really is ideal. So, okay.
Thanks,
so
Kevin.
Now, there was another song he mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm. This one, I had no idea. So we're talking about Love Rain Over Me from Quadrophenia, huh?
Right.
That's wild.
By Betty LeVette.
Betty LeVette.
Do you know much about Betty LeVette?
Not a whole lot.
I don't really either.
Name is familiar.
So just real quickly here, looking at a bio. So, you know, a soul singer who's covered a lot of different artists, you know, the Stones and Dylan and the Beatles and Dolly Parton, all kinds of stuff. So let's hear her version of the Who song.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betty LeVette.
Only love can make it rain, like when the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain, like the sweat of two lovers laying in the fields. Love rain over me, love rain. Kind of rain that makes you yearn all the way up to the sky. Oh, only love can bring the kind of rain that falls just like tears, tears from on high.
It's hard to stop.
Yeah, that really is, because you're really into it at that point.
So this is really interesting that Betty LeVette has been recording records, recording music since 1962.
That's kind of incredible.
But yet this performance at the Kennedy Center Honors in 2008 was considered sort of her breakout moment.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
She kind of went in a totally different direction.
And she got picked because it was the Kennedy Center Honors. One of the honorees was The Who.
Right.
And, you know, the way they do these shows is they have people come in and the performers don't actually perform.
No,
they're up.
Sit up in a box.
Yeah. Others come in and pay tribute. And somebody knew that she'd do a great job with this song and had her do it. And,
right.
And that's really amazing. And the thing I like about that version a lot, too, is she sings with a lot of power, but in a different way than Roger Daltrey,
very
right?
Much, like, very much different.
There's parts that she emphasizes that maybe Roger didn't, and sort of vice versa. When it gets to the part where Roger screams, she sort of understated a little bit.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was that's exactly
it. It is a true like reinterpretation, but again, shows how great the song is.
Yeah.
Credit to Pete Townsend.
Well, without a doubt. That guitar, you know, line that comes trickling in almost sounds like raindrops is just one of the most amazing things he's done, I think. You know, I know that he didn't originally write the Quadrophenia album for the movie, but if you think about the movie, the way that that's kind of the climactic scene where he's kind of, you know, headed out to sea and those notes are coming down, yet the music is kind of soaring. It's kind of the same kind of feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And the descending, obviously the rain and all that, the descending notes, that all makes sense. And it's just really, great pick.
Yeah,
and thank
really
you for
cool
bringing
pick.
That to our attention, Kevin. I'm really happy about this episode.
Me too. And it really looks like that Betty, you know, later went on to do a lot of interpretation of British rock songs. So that's kind of cool. I'll have to check some of that out. Yeah, pretty amazing. Apparently, in 2010 on Anti Records, Interpretations, the British Rock Songbook covers the Beatles, the Animals, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. I bet that's pretty good. Salt of the Earth by the Rolling Stones. Knights in White Satin, of course.
All right. This is great.
Yeah, really cool.
I love it when people, you know, bring stuff to this.
Thanks, Kevin.
I totally missed out on this.
So yeah.
This is great.
Hope all is well in Baton Rouge.
All right. We got one more day of listener calls.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again tomorrow. And, of course, you are listening.
Every day.
Every day. If you want to call and contribute for upcoming episodes, call the Suburban Party Line.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
612-440-1984.
It's 24 hours, right, Jim? It's open all the time.
All the time. Yep. All the time. It never goes down unless Google goes down.
That's right.
And also, we do sometimes read emails, so you can email rock@suburbspod.com. We prefer the calls, but we'll take the emails.
Yeah.
Or you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod.
You can always make your own MP3 too. Stephen Routledge did.
Yeah, we like
that's out there.
Like that too.
Yeah,
record yourself in whatever mechanism you can do that, and then email it to us. Or you know, we mentioned you can make a cassette.
That's right.
Recording. All right, let's get out of here. We got one more tomorrow,
cool.
And tomorrow we're going to play multiple calls.
Nice.
People are going to talk about concerts they've been to recently.
I can't
so now
wait.
We have this like army of concert you know
reporters.
Goers. Yes. Telling us about that. So that's going to be fun.
UGC.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur. I can't believe I forgot that. You own Tottenham Hotspur.
That's right.